This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
All right. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Hello. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 80. Just a second here. I'm a little bit late. And let's get started. Oh, Lord.
Thank you.
good morning. This is Zoe from Z to Infinity, and today is Wednesday, March, yeah, that's what it is, March. God, the days go by so fast. Already March, March 15th, yeah. Is that what it says? I'm reading kind of in the dark here, except for one little light, and I can't really see my calendar. Unless I take out my flashlight and point it at my calendar. Oh. Wow, the middle of the month. We have 2 weeks left. Going by so fast. Just seems like life is going by so fast. But anyhow, so today's March 15th, which I already said, and it just seems like 2003 just started, but yet it's just slipping by so fast like sand, which is really cool, and those hourglasses that people have, but I don't have one, but that people have, it's so cool to watch the sand just going through the hourglass. And so our life is like sand going through an hourglass. We can never, that's one thing, you know, that we can never get back is our moments of life. I mean, sure, we can do life reviews. I do life reviews all the time. But that never really takes us back to where maybe we would like to be. And so we need to enjoy what we've got. I mean, that's hard to say because, sure, I'd like to be wealthy. Sure, I wish I was like my family, wealthy. And I wish my brother, my mom's son didn't steal my money. Sure, I wish that didn't ever happen, but it did. And there's nothing I can do about it. And I could be the black sheep of the family because I don't have a whole bunch of money. But, you know, I guess that's what the Creator wanted me to go through for some reason. And it's not pleasant, no. It's not pleasant not having money. It's not pleasant not having the things that maybe you need to survive. Or just not having the things that maybe you need to enjoy. You know, I'm sorry that people have to go through that. And I feel really sorry for people that live in tents out on the sidewalk or by a freeway. Because if I was wealthy, I'd be going out there and I'd be helping them somehow. I really would. Some of them are vets. They have PTSD. That the government didn't give a shit about and use them as guinea pigs. Because in my career, I've had to work with people that were vets that had PTSD when I worked in the Drug and Alcohol Treatment Center. And, you know, what stories that they went through, well, it wasn't very pleasant. And the government did it to them. They had to be in platoons that exploded in front of their base with all their friends. And maybe their, whatever it's called, sergeant or whoever, that exploded with them. No, that wasn't very pleasant at all, government. Then you got that fake person that calls himself Biden. And that's not Biden. Maybe the real Biden's dead. You know, it's very upsetting that people think that these people are actually the real ones. Like, can't you see that they're not? I mean, if you look back, if you have memory, or if you have a book, or if you have a magazine, or whatever, I mean, they can't hide the truth from everybody. Maybe they try to. Maybe they think that they live on some reptile planet. I don't know. but I tried pointing it out, then I seemed to be like a retard or something. But they're not the real people. I don't know what happened to them. Maybe they went underground. Who knows? Because, you know, for a long time they said, oh, there's a whole bunch of food going underground. You know, I don't know. I don't know. But who knows? Maybe they're dead. I'm sure a lot of people would have loved to kill them for many different reasons. I don't know. I really don't know. But I look at them and I say, you know what? Their features are not the same. Are not the same. I mean, you can look at them and tell. Some of them are wearing latex masks, which some people say, oh, yeah, right, sure. Yeah, right. Latex mask. Yes. The CIA, whatever her name was, and whoever they are, because I'm not interested in them at all, nor anyone that works for them, use latex masks to cover their identity, to portray to be somebody else that they're not. And as you can look back, and I don't know if some have or not, but if you can look back, they've used many different actors to portray to this person named Biden, with his freaky, and I call him Eddie Monster, from some TV show a long time ago, which I don't remember the name of it, but Eddie Monster, who that's who he resembles, that, you know, hopefully it's an actor doing that, but it's a, you know, oh, this is whatever his name is, Eddie Monster, having sex with hookers, doing meth. Yeah? Really? Yeah, you know, they've been doing that for a long time. I mean, a very long time. But they didn't have their jacked up kids doing it and taking pictures of it. So the public, oh, see what I'm doing? I'm doing drugs and, well, you're not. And I pay $50,000 just to for my rent. Really? You pay $50,000 to somebody named Joe Biden for a house to rent? What? Well, they laugh at you and call you peon. And they kill your kids. And they kill you. And they take you to war. And they starve you. They use you as cattle. They want to eat you because a lot of them are cannibals. And it's really disturbing. It's like, what type of planet is this? Really? I mean, I don't know. I never thought this way. Maybe when I was growing up and an idiot. But I never really thought this way until I started getting older. And then still I started looking around and seeing things. But still some people, you know, they still don't know. There's still, I don't know what you would say, how, for what purpose, for what reason. It's kind of like being in a stranger in a strange land. Is there a song called that? A stranger in a strange land? I don't know. But that's what it feels like sometimes. Oh, don't talk about that. It might hurt my feelings. no, don't talk about that. That's not happening. I'll just bury my head and pretend I'm an ostrich. You know, it's really sad. And then you look around and you see in California, which that's where I was born and raised, in California. So I've basically been all around California. But, you know, you look at California, it's getting destroyed by floods. I mean, they had floods earlier this year that destroyed a lot of land. A lot of land. Destroyed a lot of land. I mean, you know, I'm not just talking about flood water that goes to your ankle. Flood that goes to your kneecap with things floating in the water, with people floating on mattresses or cardboard, or I'm not cardboard, but wood, or I don't know what, floating around, or people in kayaks floating around, or, I mean, really horrible destruction of California. Now it happened again. California is flooded again. Flooded again. And it's like an inland ocean. I mean, I used to go whitewater rafting. I don't do that now, but I used to go whitewater rafting in a raft. You have to wear safety gear. And, you know, I used to go whitewater rafting for my job, too, and take kids with me. Troubled youth. But go white water rafting. And it's kind of like that. A raging river. It's horrible. It's washed out roads, washed out sides of mountains, washed off trees. Houses are submerged in water. You're looking at it and it looks like an inland ocean. It's totally unbelievable. I mean, totally, Valley Girl. And not even to mention the flooding, but the snow. There's so much snow, like feet and feet of snow. One guy, which I don't know what his name is, I was watching him earlier, he's from another state, not California. But he took his own equipment and other people, you know, workers that, you know, worked for him or were his friends or something. And they took their own big equipment, like really heavy duty, not just little four-wheel drive trucks or cars or things like that, but heavy duty equipment, and went to Big Bear. And I've been to Big Bear many times, many times. And went to Big Bear where 12 people, probably more, but 12 people died because they were snowed in. I mean, the snow was so deep that their cars were covered in snow, their homes and apartments were covered in snow, their townhouses were covered in snow, people were snowed in. If they didn't have any food, they were out of luck. If they lost electricity or their pipes broke, they were out of luck. Some of them, you know, you have to, when you're living, I mean, I've got water. I don't live in the mountains. I live next to them, but I don't live in the mountains. I've got water, like lots of water stored up just in case I need it for some reason. Plus, I use it in my Berkey, but, you know, living up in the mountains, even if it's Big Bear, which hardly got that much snow ever, maybe once in a great while, but not like this. Not like, you know, up in Northern California. Like in, I don't remember what the name of it is, by Tahoe and Yosemite and, where the Donner family ate each other, the Donner Party back in the 1800s, that rode on their wagon train and couldn't get off the mountains, so they got hungry. They got snowed in. Upper California area. But, you know, yeah, up there maybe. But not down by Riverside, California. Not by San Bernardino. Those mountains and Big Bear, which is just above San Bernardino. No. But it did. You know? And when I used to go up there, people had snowmobiles and, you know, skis, that not just regular skis, but cross-country skis. Also, snowshoes, which are different than skis or snow skis, but, you know, snowshoes and snowmobiles. These people got covered in snow, so much snow. That's amazing that they even seen where they lived. And these nice guys, they drove all the way in their own money, too, in their own expense, drove all the way up to San Bernardino from another state. I don't remember what state it was, but it was really kind of them because these people were dying, and 12 of them died. Maybe some of them killed themselves. Maybe some of them OD'd. Maybe some of them died of natural causes. I don't know. But it was terrible. And then all that snow is going to melt and, you know, head down the mountain. So then you're going to have another calamity taking place. And it's pretty sad. It's pretty horrible. You know, these people are suffering. So I don't know if it's from God that did it. Like, hopefully it is natural made instead of man-made, which they do have the capability of causing earthquakes, causing it to rain wherever they want it to rain, causing it to have tornadoes. They have weather warfare. They can cause it to dry up and be like the Sierra Desert. Yeah, that's your government for you. So, did another government cause, you know, a weather warfare with, you know, United States, particularly in California? They can cause it through DEWs, directed energy weapons, cause fires. They can cause lightning to, you know, point wherever they want it to. Oh, let's point it at that. And they did this once. And I don't know that some people thought it was a real lightning that did it, and it wasn't. Pointed at some drawn face in some building. I forgot where it was, but that lightning bolt struck it and caused a big fire. And then they did it in some town, too, where some of their meters caught on fire. And caused that whole area to catch fire. I don't know if they ever rebuilt it or not. You know, it was pretty sad to have that happen to all those poor people. I mean, they weren't poor, but, you know, I call them poor people because poor in spirit, poor that all their things are all burnt up. Poor people. They lost everything. Maybe they were rich, but still, in a way, they were poor. Maybe they weren't living out in the street under a bridge, but still, in a way, they were poor. And causing all those fires in California. And so sometimes I get a stomach ache thinking of it all. It really hurts my stomach. And it did today. And I was like thinking about what's taking place. Sometimes it could just be very overwhelming. Extremely overwhelming. when I didn't used to have to think about problems. No. All I had to do was just go swimming in the swimming pool or go sit in the hot tub or go into the steam room or go get my nails done or go shopping at the malls. I never really had to think about much at all except me, 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 yeah. That's what I was raised how to think about, just me. But now I think about, wow, what's happening on this planet? And I don't go shopping at malls. You might buy some things from Amazon, but I don't go shopping like I was taught to go shopping. You know, they have so much money, they can go shopping every day if they want to. I don't. I don't have couple of hundred thousand a year just to blow on whatever I want. But, you know, some people are born to reptiles and they try to escape it any way they can. They say, that's not what I want to do. I don't want to be a reptile. That's not me. You know, and, oh, yes, it's you. Yes, you were born like that. But no, maybe you're not a reptile. And then maybe you give birth to reptiles. And then you wonder, why did they turn into reptiles? I mean, they were such great kids, such great children when they were living at home. Now all they think about is themselves and how much money they make and what they can buy. And how many houses they can have, and how many cars they can have, and all this baloney. When we die, we don't take it with us. We definitely do not take it with us. I don't care how much money you've got. When you pass away, when you no longer exist on this planet called Earth, and, you know, that happens to everybody, even reptiles. You will not take your wealth or your houses or your cars or your clothes or your fake plastic surgery or anything else with you ever. Never. You don't take it with you. Well, either you decide on you're going to be buried underneath the dirt or you're going to be cremated. You're not taking it with you. That's just part of being on this planet. Maybe on some other planet you can take it with you. I don't know what other planets are, but what I hear is that there's other inhabited planets. I don't know because I've never been there. I'd like to be there. I'd like to see it. I've had friends that have told me there's other inhabited planets, and they also believed in reincarnation and that said that they were going to come back to this one. And I said, why would you ever want to come back to Earth? Why? And don't you ever tell me I've been back here to Earth, because I don't want to hear it. Sometimes that meant that we weren't friends for a while until, you know, I said that, okay, fine, if they want to talk about reincarnation and that they're going to come back to Earth and good for them. And, you know, if they want to say that I've been here many times before, maybe I have it. Maybe I have it. I don't know. And why should that ruin our friendship? And so, you know, I let it roll. And now they're dead. And so maybe they have come back. If they wanted to come back, hopefully they have, if that's what they wanted to do, and they can enjoy it. Because actually, I'm not enjoying it. I mean, I am, you know, to a certain part, enjoying my life a little bit. But actually, no. I'm looking around and watching everything burn up. War. With Russia and the Ukraine. I'm so grateful I didn't move there. I really wanted to move there too. And I'm so grateful I didn't move there. I mean, I'm not so grateful. I mean, the United States, that's causing wars with everybody. While we've got tons of people crossing over the border, and who in the hell knows who they are. I mean, yes, of course, this country is full of immigrants. My own dad came here from Ellis Island, you know, from Europe, but on a boat. But you know what? Having tons of illegals that have weapons on them, that are kidnapping people, that are carrying drugs, and all other evil things you could ever think of, because there's a bunch of evil things that I haven't listed, but, you know, some things are really hideous. Crossing that border, and the military is not even protecting it, there's something wrong with that. But, oh, no, everything's okay. That's what my aunt tells me when I talk to her. And I think, wow, you're 80-something years old, and you think everything's okay, and your son is the chief of a fire department, and you think everything is okay, and your grandson is a fireman as well, and you think everything is okay. You're really psychotic, lady. Oh, you know, maybe they have so much money that they don't have to think about what's actually taking place and have a bumper around them. I don't know. But no, not everything is not okay. It's not. You know, and maybe they think that I'm a very negative person for feeling this way. Sometimes I do feel like a very negative person for feeling this way. But I look around. And I hear stories from people. And I see what's taking place. You know, war with Russia. Who ever thinks that you can win Russia? You can't. Russia is a big continent. And Ukraine used to be, I think, if I have history correct, part of Russia. With this guy who pretends, whatever his name is, Linky Kinky Pinky, dances around with red woman's high-heeled shoes, looking like a jerk-off, which I would tell him in front of his face if he could hear me, a jerk-off, and playing piano with his penis. Really? I'd spit in his face. That's disturbing. It's really disgusting, actually. You know, I mean, that's really disgusting. And why did United States send them so much money? Where'd that money come from? Are you tired of paying taxes? What do they do? Just, oh, okay, here's a hacker. We'll just take this hacking number here, just millions of dollars, let's do it zillions of dollars, and send it to Ukraine. Well, they can go out and go on vacations, the government there, buy expensive houses, expensive clothing. I mean, I'm not talking about a couple of $1,000 shirt. Expensive clothing, expensive houses that look like a castle, expensive vehicles that cost me, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of dollars just for a vehicle, which is ridiculous. All this money sent their way. For what? What? And here Eddie Monster was in charge of some gas or something that Biden threatened and did something that put him in that spot, which he had no knowledge of even doing. This guy's an idiot. He has no knowledge of doing anything but drugs and sleeping with men, women, animals. It's pretty disturbing. It's really disturbing. And then you've got Ohio, which the train system there, and Palestine, Ohio, you know, those poor people over there. Wow. They got poisoned. I looked at some of them, and they're gray. Like the color gray. Their skin color is gray. That means that they're sick. They didn't even leave. Why didn't they leave? Then it's not only just poisoning Palestine, Ohio. No, it went up into the atmosphere, into the air. So surrounding areas got poisoned as well. That's like when a volcano happens. It's not just where the volcano takes place, because it shoots up into the atmosphere. It spreads out. And it can fall wherever it wants to fall at, particularly if it rains. So you have all this toxic poison killing animals in the streams, fishes, dogs, cats, chickens, rabbits, deer, killing things. Yet these people chose to stay there? Why? Why didn't they just say, we're out of here. Let's just take whatever we've got. Even if we have to walk, let's get out of here. Let's just lock up the doors. We'll let the police department know. So that way they're aware of it. And either we'll have to bicycle out of here, walk out of here, go in a car if they're lucky enough to have a vehicle, and just get out of there. Some of them didn't do that. They stayed there. And even if you're in your house and there's poison outside you, in your town, or whatever, you're breathing that in. You're breathing it in. And so they were breathing it in. So who knows? Maybe they're going brain dead. You know, it's bad. It's really horrible. And it makes me cry thinking about what's happening there to those poor people. And like I said, maybe they're not poor. Like, maybe they have money, but they're still poor. I mean, those poor people and what's happening to them. And then that governor there of Ohio that wears this bow tie sometimes that looks like a freak that likes it up his butt. He didn't do anything. He didn't care. Maybe he should have a hose into his mouth and breathe it in. He didn't drink the water. He didn't test anything. He didn't give a damn. What do those people have that guy there for? He didn't care. And then his friends all around him that he's got with him in his government of Ohio are slapping him on the back. Yeah, giving him a hands five, you know, big thumbs up. They don't care. What are they, monsters? They just killed a town. But yet they're laughing about it. Everything's okay. Go ahead and drink the water. All the fish are dying, but drink it anyway. Oh, no, don't drink it. That's right. No, don't drink it. I mean, this guy's a total retarded asshole. I'm sorry, because I don't like to cuss. It takes a lot of energy out of me to say bad words. It really does. It just zaps me from my energy for some reason when I have to think of nasty words or cuss words. And so they killed a town. There's animals that are dying. People that are going to be dying if they haven't died already. And it's horrible. That didn't happen, just happen there. It happened. Explosions happened in Florida. Explosions happened in Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, other places. You know, what is this? Inner terrorism? Are the sleeper cells waking up? You know, there are places and people that do cause fires in their own businesses or their homes, or, you know, if they have apartments that they own or whatever, you know, buildings or factories that do like to start them on fire so they can collect on insurance money. So, you know, it's like, do the owners of those places do that? Or did somebody else do that? Was this a terrorist attack? Was this a sleeper cell waking up? Who knows what? And I don't know what, because I'm not that smart. But it's really suspicious when all these things blow up and all these trains get derailed. People should be asking questions like that instead of playing with their fingers or their toes. You know, it's fine to go get manicures. Yeah, that's fine. You know, some people get fake nails put on. You know, that's their choice. But, you know, you need to ask questions. You're on this planet called Earth. It's called planet Earth. And you have to start asking questions. And then you're sending your kids to school that they're getting injected with who knows what. You know, I didn't like sending my kids to school, but I had to work and go to college myself, and so I couldn't really homeschool them. So, and maybe that's an excuse, but I don't know. And I didn't like the fact that they had to get shots from these school administrators, paper pushers, secretaries, administrators, they're having sex with your children, and teachers as well. And then you have this case in Texas, and unfortunately, you know, this poor black boy, he was 6 years old, some kid was sexually raping him on a school bus on the way to school. So, like, what was the school bus driver doing? Are they that retarded that they don't know what's taking place in inside their school bus? And how could this be going on for months? That this lady's son is getting anally raped by some bully that's a lot older than him. I think the bully was like 11 years old or something. This boy was 6. Now, that's pretty sick. I'd be sending that school bus teacher or driver, school bus driver, to jail. And suing them as well for their irresponsibility of making sure that the kids are safe on that school bus. And who else was watching this? Weren't the other kids aware that something was taking place? Do they not care? What kind of monsters are they? What kind of people are they going to grow up to be? It's pretty disgusting. Anyway, So here's a poem by somebody named Lula Loey Whedon, 1918 to 2013. And it says, "Have you ever seen the moon and stars stick together? Have you ever seen it? Have you ever seen bad? Have you ever seen good and bad stick together? Have you ever seen it?" And that's by Lula Loey Whedon. Here's another one from her. This dream. She has apparently short poems here. This dream by Lula Loey Whedon, 1918 to two. She must have seen a lot in her life from the time she was born in 1918 to 2013. "It was running down to the great Atlantic. I called it back to me, but it shot slyly looked and said, 'I have not time to waste,' and just went running, running on." Here's another one from her. Dance. They're very brief, just a few sentences. Dance by Lula Loey Whedon. "Down at the hall at midnight, sometimes you hear them singing rhymes. These girls are dancing with boys. They are too big for toys." And here's another one, The Little Dandelion. Now this one's a short one as well. By Lula Loey Whedon. "The dandelion stares in the yellow sunlight. How very still it is when it is old and gray. I blow its white hair away and leave it with a bald head." Okay. All right. And that's from Lula Loey Whedon. And here's one from a man named Brian Burdoing. And he's a black guy, rather handsome black guy. And his name is Brian Burdoing. And it says, "Praise to the obsidian soul which kisses the glass-coated asphalt before becoming airborne. Praise to the black tongue, camouflaged, yet still flashing a warning of give no shit. Praise to the magic of one's turned two pieces, left and right, feet a pair of winged men to all that is fair in love. Original uniform of the biter, multi-mission, Robin hoodies from designer shops to red distribute wealth. Redistribute your wealth. Praise to the weave of your vamp poised to catch flight into ribs at night, at noon, whenever. Praise to the a right, whatever. A right list. A right bet. Spoken wordlessly via emblem, prophecy of manual dexterity, long rumored tale of 10 toes, down come true, praise to you, run through rap charts. Nelly, who sang of your stomp and survival to 1882, the year of your birth, your abortion of pressure waves from upheld bombings, tough by Kurt Blow, rerouted into the something of dark energy. Ode to your essence, making up 73% of the cosmos. The power of 310 and jello aircraft in a single heel. To each uptown kerosene, a possible president. To a force beyond force, mass acceleration, fast Lil Ma working behind the cash register. On the way home, she passes home. Ode to what you gave her, what you gave her, whatever, wherever she's going. And it says, about this poem, I've been interested in the idea that blackness has access to a fuller humanity or a freedom that includes the ability to embody a certain toughness without fear. The shoe becomes a personification of that narrative, that energy, and also the history. Sometimes people can hover like a cloud. Other times, they must burst like a storm. Very interesting. And his name is Brian. B-R-Y-A-N. Brian. Byerdewing. Very interesting looking guy, too. Very handsome. Probably had a handsome mom and dad. But anyway, so this is Revolution Radio, Freedom Slips, and we could use your donations. I'm going to put this on, have it autoplay on this. Let's see.
Hi, I'm Diane Seuss, author of Frank Sonnets and Still Life with Two Dead Peacocks and a Girl, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of March. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Brian Birdlong reading Ode to Black Air Forces. Praise to the obsidian soul, which kisses the glass-coated asphalt before becoming airborne. Praise to the black tongue, camouflaged, yet still flashing a warning of give no shit. Praise to the magic of one's turn two-piece, left and right feet a pair of wingmen to all that is fair in love. Original uniform of the fighter, multi-mission, Robin hoodies from designer shops to redistribute wealth. Praise to the weave of your vent poised to catch flight into ribs at night, at noon, whenever. Praise to the I whatever, I bet, spoken wordlessly via emblem, prophecy of manual dexterity, long rumored tale of 10 toes down come true. Praise to your run through rap charts, Nelly who sang of your stomp and survival, to 1982, the year of your birth, Your Absorption of Pressure Waves from Apartheid Bombings. Tough, by Curtis Blow, rerouted into the democratization of dark energy. Ode to Your Essence, making up 73% of the cosmos. The power of 310 Angola aircraft in a single heel. To each uptown caressing a possible president. To a force beyond force equals mass times acceleration. Fast little Ma working behind the cash register. On the way home, she passes home.
We'll be right
Ode
back.
To what you gave her.
We'll be right back. We're going to go on a bumper break, and so see you on the other side. We'll be right back.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
The
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fam. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marsal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-boloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
All right. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
This is your host, Zoe, from Z to Infinity, because life is infinite, and beyond life is infinite. I don't know, because I've never really been there, but I do remember coming here and going down through my mom's uterus, through the birth canal, and getting spanked by a doctor with the big bright lights at the cold hospital, and I didn't appreciate that very much either. But anyway, so we can use your donations for Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And there are several different ways to donate. And you can donate through Patreon, Revolution Radio, /donations. Or you can send your donations snail mail, through to money order or check to Terry Ackerman, and that's Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ackerman, A-C-K-E-R-M-A-N, Ackerman, at 1793 North, just a capital N and a little dot for a period, Eden, capital E, D-O-N Road, capital R and a little D, to Allen, that's the name of the town, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Allen, Michigan, capital M and an I for Michigan, at 49227. And once again, that's Terry Ackerman, 1793 North Eden Road in Allen, Michigan, 4927. Another way you can do that to donate is, for you crypto people, is cryptocurrency at DonorBox. DonorBox.org. Revolution Radio. Mitchell Bupp used to be, I don't know what happened, why he's not with Revolution Radio anymore after close to 8 years and then almost daily for a long time. But he had many different ways you can donate to, but I don't. That's the only ways I have on my index card. And so, anyway, we do appreciate your donations. Thank you. That's how Revolution Radio Freedom Slips has been around since Mike Ringley started it back in January 1st of 2011. Or some say it started before then, but it officially started January 1st of 2011. The original person and owner of Revolution Radio Freedom Slips was Mike Ringley, and he is off planet now. He left the planet back in 2019, and his beautiful wife is still around on this planet, though, watching everything. Her name is Liz Ringley, but could be something else by now. But anyhow, beyond the point. So here we are. In 2023, never thought I'd make it this far, but I did. As I'm watching everything burn up, and some people, maybe they don't give a care. Maybe they, everything's going to be fine. I don't know what world they're on, what planet they're on. What figment of their imagination they're in. I don't know. Maybe they're psychotic. Who knows? I don't know. What I'm looking at looks like it's not going to be okay. For a long time, I tried making it okay. For a very long time. Very long time. I'd say back when I was a teenager. Back in the 80s, I tried making it okay, but it didn't look like it went like that. I don't know. And it's kind of disappointing. It's very disappointing. Not just kind of disappointing, but it's, you know, and I raised my children when I had them, and I told them, someday you need to be careful because these bad things might happen. And now I look around me and it's like watching some type of scary movie. But the only problem is, when I was watching a scary movie, I could always close my eyes or cover my ears or walk out. But in this life, called life, it's not a movie, but it's actually life. I can't walk out. And it's horrible. Because I don't like scary things. Even though I used to work with murderers and rapists and cannibals and stalkers and a whole bunch of different kinds of really bad people. Used to work in teaching classes in a prison for both men and women. Used to work in treatment centers, working with really bad people, doing really bad things. Because that's what I had my degree in. And that's what my specialty was. But, you know, I could always, you know, say, well, I can't handle this no more. I'm leaving. Because I basically ran my own hours and my own time. So I could just, you know, goodbye, I'm gone, closing my door, get out of here. But in this thing that's taking place, when I'm seeing and hearing wars in Russia and Ukraine, in earthquakes in Turkey, that over 40,000 people died. Oh my God. They rescued some dogs too. I don't know what happened to the cats. Maybe they got smashed by those big building boulders. People smashed like smithereens, shattered bones, shattered in the ground with cement on top of them. And it made me cry so much, I couldn't stop crying for days. And I feel sorry for those people. Can't believe all those buildings fell down. Some say it was man-made, that the government did it. Some people say it's naturally done. I don't know. I don't know. Hearing all the volcanoes erupting, then seeing the tornadoes that destroyed houses. And then my son telling me he bought a house in Arkansas. What the hell? He said he couldn't afford one here. So he went there and I guess he told his job because he collects, drives a dumpster for a trash company that he wanted to relocate. And so he went there, I guess, for an interview and on his last day there bought a house. Like, why didn't you, you know, why didn't you see how the job worked out for you? Lived in a rental house or an apartment or a condo, whatever, with you and that princess wife of yours and her two kids you decided on having through insemination, whatever it's called, when you have to get inseminated. And so she had twins, princess wife of yours. So why didn't you do that instead of waiting for the last day and buying that last house you bought? Well, he liked it, so he bought it. Well, fine. So now maybe I'll never see him again. And it's very upsetting. And that's Tornado Alley. And seeing all those places that got, like, torn up because of tornadoes. And I can't understand why anyone would want to go to Arkansas. But I guess some people do. And he was one of them. Or maybe she did, since her relatives live there, long-distance relatives. I don't know. But, oh well. That's pretty upsetting. And so I look at the planet, and it looks like it's a big ball of fire. California's flooding. I can never see that California would. I mean, my sister would say a long time ago, California is going to go into the ocean. So she bought another house in an adobe, custom-made adobe in Arizona. California is going to go in the ocean. I said, what are you saying California is going in the ocean? Well, now I look at it and it is going in the ocean. Monterey is like in the ocean. I used to go to Carmel a lot, but I don't know how Carmel is. But Monterey is like in the ocean now, like big waves, like not just little tiny waves, but huge waves. Never thought it'd be like that. And I never thought Big Bear would have so much snow that it would be so horrible and that people would be casting away up there. When right below it, when you look down, you see San Bernardino. Like, really? San Bernardino is dry. But when you look up and you see Big Bear, it's got snow up there, and the people were snowed in. You would think that would happen up in Mammoth, but not in Ontario, not in San Bernardino, not in Big Bear, not right there, is that in the desert going towards Palm Springs. Never think that would happen there, but it did. And it was scary. And people were writing in the snow they need help, that they're dying. And then you have airplanes and helicopters flying by them, because you've got these wealthy people up in Hollywood. So, you know, why didn't they send anybody out there? They've got so much damn money. No, all they care about is themselves, you know. But you know what happens to people like that? Karma will kick their face in. You know, their plastic surgery might make them look like a cat person, but karma is worse than their plastic surgery. And maybe they like looking like a cat. I don't know. I personally don't. But you know what? Maybe they do. So if they want to look like a cat and get 10,000 plastic surgery facelifts, you know what? Go right to it. But anyway, at least now they finally got some help up there in Big Bear. Thank God for that guy, wherever he came from, and his crew. But, you know, that was horrible. But Mammoth area is still facing horrible issues. So is Tahoe. So is a lot of places. And what's going to happen once all that snow melts? What's going to happen when the levee breaks? So what will people do? They're watching everything they have just float away. Float away. Get destroyed. Will the insurance companies end? How are they going to cover all this damage from tornadoes, snow destruction, flooding, fires? I don't know what else. How are they going to, you know, how does these insurance companies survive? What's going to happen? Because I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't want money sent over to the Ukraine. Why don't people just say no and stand up? What happened to the military? Oh, yeah, they work for the government. You think that they're going to help you? No, they're not. They're going to kill you. But yeah, many of them got that injection. So if that people what if what people are saying about the injections is correct, then many of them are going to be dead anyway. So I don't know. You know, it's pretty bad. I don't like seeing it like this. And it's different when you're at a movie, and I don't watch movies like that. I can't handle it because I have PTSD, and I can't handle movies like that. I really can't because I look for the escape route just in case I have to leave. And it doesn't matter who I'm with. If I'm at a movie and I have to leave, I'm going to leave. I'm not going to sit there. I'm going to leave. I'm walking out. And, you know, maybe I don't want to walk out, but I'm walking out. In real life, there's no way to walk out. I mean, I'm not going to commit suicide, so there's no way in walking out. Unless I eat horrible food from the government, since they killed the factories. They destroyed your food through chemtrails. They destroyed your water through chemtrails. They gave you injections. These creeps, who are they? Murderers. Rapists. Cannibals. They all need to take off their masks. All of them. While they steal your money. And buy their fancy houses and expensive cars and destroy you through their medical coverage and their doctors from hell and their nurses from hell. And they laugh in your face. They laugh at you as they kill you. They're psychotic. And like I said, at least at a movie, you have the ability to walk out. But what happens when that movie turns to be real life reality? And you're watching it all around you. You've got shootings taking place in California, right at the beach, with multi-million dollar houses on the cliff, right at the beach. You've got kidnappings at the border. You've got kidnappings in Texas. You've got kidnappings in Arizona. Some of those people crossing over aren't just Hispanic. Some of them are Syrians, Libyans, Some of them come from other nations as well, just to get out of their war zone country, like Russia or Ukraine. One lady, her kids, she had two boys and a girl, walked to, I don't know how they did this, from Ukraine to South America or something. I don't know what they did, but they finally, final destination was to cross over the border and get to New York. And so some church saved them, helped them. But they went to New York, and the girl looked like, she was a very little girl, like probably like, I don't know, maybe six. She looked like she was raped like several times. I didn't see the mother, but the two boys were talking. They could talk English, and they spoke, and they were in New York. They looked like they were okay, and they were talking about their experience of leaving the Ukraine. And it took months of them for them to finally, through walking and hitchhiking and I don't know how else, I forgot, but it was pretty disturbing for me to even listen to it. And then they were saying how their experience was to finally get to the United States and get to up to New York. And then the little girl started talking, and I looked at her, and I thought, man, that girl's been tortured somehow. I mean, she looked really horrible. And she was shy, but, you know, maybe due to her age, she was shy. But she looked like she was raped. And maybe the mother used her to, you know, have men have sex with her so she could get through certain portions of wherever she had to go through. Maybe she used the boys, too, because, you know, there are men that do like to have sex with boys. Who knows? I don't know. And what they had to go through. But there's more people than just Hispanic people crossing over those borders. And they're going into Texas. So what people thought was a safe haven, well, it's not. It's not a safe haven. Then you've got, in some of those trucks, you've got humans in them, in the back of them. And so you wonder, where do they go to the bathroom at? I mean, they're in these trucks. Some of them are dead, too. They die in those trucks. And they get transported on the highway in Texas to other countries, I mean, other states. Like Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi. I don't know what other states there are. All the way up to Boston and New York, Boston, and other places in the back of semi-trucks. So if you're driving around and you stop and get gas at where semi-trucks stop to get gas, if you see something like that, you should turn it in. Really, you should really turn it in. I don't care who you are. Just turn it in. And then when I was driving last year from Tennessee to back here to the West Coast, and I'd stop at some rest stops, there'd be signs in the bathroom stall area where people go in to go use the bathroom toilet. And they would talk about kidnapping. Like, oh my God, I'd look at it and I'd think, oh my God. And I don't know if that was Wyoming or Utah or I don't know. I went through so many different states. And they were talking about if you see anything like kidnapping or children being kidnapped, even adults, you need to call it in. Well, hopefully people are doing that. And it's not just men doing it, but women are involved in kidnapping as well. And it's pretty sick that females should be involved in kidnapping, but they are. And nowadays, females are involved in murdering their own children. Murdering them. Why didn't they murder themselves, too, while they were at it? Oh, no. They end up in prison or jail. Jail, then prison. But they killed their kids. Instead of giving somebody else their kids and saying, look, I can't handle this any longer. I really can't handle this any longer. I'm going to say something really bad right now, and I hope I never do this, but this is how I feel. I'm going to kill my kids, okay? And why don't they say something like that and go drop their kids off at, I don't know, even at church or even at, I don't know, you know, even drop them off at a police department or a hospital or I don't know where. But no, they kill their own children. And did they end up killing themselves? No, they didn't kill themselves. Selfish pieces of crap that they are. But they're going to end, they did end up in prison. And they're going to be there for a long time, I hope. Some of them might claim that they're insane and be in the psychiatric forensic unit. But, you know, I can't even believe that's even happening. And it's pretty disgusting that a mother that's supposed to be called, you know, a mother that loves her children, that, you know, I mean, that's why they had them and opened up their legs and had sex and then had them. Maybe they didn't plan on having them, but they did. They could have adopted them out, but they didn't. And so they ended up having them. And maybe some of them are married and some of them may not be married, but it doesn't matter. What matters is that they killed their children. Some of them might have been 6 years old. Some of them might have been toddlers. I mean, it was like, I can't believe this is even happening. You used to hear that happening with men doing it. But now females are doing it? I mean, it was like kind of rare to have females doing that, but it's becoming more common. And instead of them just taking those kids somewhere, or it could be one child, it could be, I don't know how many children, but taking them somewhere and saying, look, I can't handle being a mom anymore. I can't. I'm sorry. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. But please take them from me, because if you don't, I'm going to end up killing them. And it's not the kid's fault. Or maybe might be that sometimes, you know, the child might act out, but all children do once in a while. That's what children do. So children are going through hell. I think there was a song like that too from, I don't know, some singer, Alice Cooper. But children, some children are going through hell. Hell. Is this planet hell? Has something happened? Did we go through a different warp? Different dimension? Do they play with time? Did CERN do something? CERN, there's not only CERN in Geneva, but there's other places that have CERN, like China. I think Russia might have a CERN. I think I heard that United States has it something. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not an engineer. But did CERN do something? And if this was a scary movie, I would be walking out that door. Because I wouldn't be wanting to watch it. I'd say, I have enough. I don't want to watch a scary movie any longer. But it's not a scary movie. It's real life. And then you see all that destruction taking place in Ukraine. You know, maybe, I don't, you know, they made that movie, Wag the Dog, or whatever that name of that movie was, where, you know, they can say and do and use blue, green light or whatever, and they can make it, people think whatever they want it, people to think. You know, who knows? I don't know. But, you know, I look at some of those pictures that these places destroyed, and it's like, oh my God, that's so horrible. A war zone. Terrible. They should take that guy, and I don't know what they should do to him. The one that likes to play with his wiener on a piano and dance in red women's high-heeled shoes. I think they had a song called High-Heeled Boys, but I don't know. But he's some a clown. And why is the United States doing anything to help them? Do the people of the United States want that? No, I doubt it. Maybe some idiots do. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't, just don't know. Here's something from Paul Bagley and Mike from around the world.
Pastor Paul, God bless you.
God bless you, Mike. You're coming in real good tonight. Good to hear your voice. Wow. Mike.
Where do we begin?
Well,
yes, sir.
Let's talk about, there's so many places we want to go. I want to get on this California atmospheric river bomb that's coming again. But first, Mike, can we talk about the T word? Because Alabama had a train derailment today. 30 cars go off the rail. And West Virginia has a train derailment. 22 cars go off the rail. Diesel spills in the river. 3 people are hurt. Is it time to mention the T word? Terrorism.
Yeah, that internal sabotage is a bit different than, well, we have so many people inside the USA. It's, might as well call it terrorism. I would call it domestic terrorism.
Okay.
Terrorism, activities in terrorism have altered over the years, and it's not so much a foreign entity doing it. It's those who have a loyalty to foreign interests here in the USA.
So in other words,
trains,
you're not talking radical Islamic terrorists. You're talking about a whole new breed of terrorism.
The worst kind.
Internal.
Yeah, backstabbed, being backstabbed from the inside. Yep.
You've been saying that our government is in a civil war right now with itself.
Yes, big time. Big time. And it's terrible, too, because people are going to pay the price for that. With these train derailments, they're not going to stop. They have, think about it, with maintenance on any public transportation, especially a train, there are certain things that you do, right? I believe it was North Fork, Southern, and CSX and all these different carriers. They backed off their maintenance program. Remember all the people they had, and they laid some of those people off?
Yes, I do.
But then they began to neglect maintenance. You can't do that with public transportation. They began to neglect it. Now, some of the shady figures they had in there were quite biased concerning political events, global happenings. And so, you know, some are not trustworthy, so to speak. Now, that was brought up to them. And I was hoping that would come out in these hearings. But you have folks that will turn a blind eye away from something they know will fail. Parts on any mechanical vehicle, they're going to fail. They have a death certificate, so they only last for 7 to 14, 15 years. And they know exactly when the metal is going to wear out, when that viscosity is going to reach a level where it won't do anything. Then all of a sudden you have problems, right? You also have in certain accidents, they didn't say this yet, but there were pins that were not put in to their proper places.
What?
That's very dangerous.
Pins. Is that because of lack of maintenance, or is there some sabotage?
Well, you have. Well, I personally, I think it's sabotage, internal terrorism, domestic terrorism, but of the worst type. You have people in the USA who have lost total confidence in the USA. They have gained a heart for foreign entities. And so they adopt the view of foreign entities. Now they're doing mischievous things within the U.S. Age is not a factor. Race is not a factor. It goes down to something is happening to individuals. They have lost absolute confidence in the USA. Many people in the USA right now, they believe that the government is the enemy of the USA. That's what they believe. And some of these folks sit in high positions. And so they're doing, you know, things they shouldn't do all over the USA.
All right. While this is going on, Mike, with these train derailments that are obviously accelerating and getting worse, and we really don't see a plan on how to, the Secretary of Transportation, you know, we're really not seeing a plan. I saw this, they're getting ready to select the new head of the FAA, the and they were, they had a guy that Biden just nominated, and I was watching the questions. The guy doesn't know anything about airplanes. He was a bus driver, and then for a while he was in charge of the bus transit in a city which was failing. They're putting this guy in. They want to make this guy the head of the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration. What's going on, Mike? The guy don't even know anything about airplanes. He couldn't answer one question in front of Congress.
Well, first of all, you're going to see this. Everybody's going to see this more and more. You're going to see individuals that should not be placed in positions or don't have qualifications for positions being put in positions where they make massive decisions or real important decisions in places of power. It's almost like a surreal. It's like it shouldn't be. Something is totally gone wrong. I made a statement on your show some time back. I said people that you wouldn't ordinarily even think should have a position like that, people who are not qualified to have those positions, you're going to see in government, in places of power.
This will
deteriorate what's happening within the U.S. because you have individuals like it or not, like Mitch McConnell, those individuals that are of his age, 75, 70 to 80 and up, they're on their way out, right?
Yep,
they
yep.
can't govern like they used to. They're mentally strong, but they're, you know, becoming physically fragile. And so we have a system that has nobody's replacing these individuals who are qualified to take that type of pressure, who actually care about this country. Because most of the people that are coming in, they're highly opinionated. They are polarized. They are destructive at their core, right? Congress shouldn't be filled with violence, you know, people with violent statements, but people who actually do something. Yelling and fussing, that doesn't do anything.
No.
They need folks who will actually do something, who
Amen.
Can actually speak, listen to the people. But we're not going to see that. We're not going to see. And all of this, every single last bit of it's being set up so that people are going to become, mark my words, people will become tired of leadership. Tired of corporate entities and who runs these people, and everybody's eye is going to gravitate towards a very select individual in the world who will stand in stark contrast to all leadership around the world. There's a unified loss of control of every single governmental entity, and you can see that. And it's almost like a setup so that people lose confidence on purpose in leaders, in government, with corporations. And all of a sudden, some individual right, who's well-spoken, understands law, is has empathy, all the qualities that you won't see in Congress right now, in the White House, in any government out there. You won't see that. This guy is going to rise. These entities will rise, and people are going to naturally gravitate towards these individuals. I'll say it again. When the beast finally rises, people are not going to say, I don't want to listen to that guy. People are going to say, that's who we need.
Yeah,
that's what we need. And for all those who think, they may think that that's impossible. Look what's happening now. People, you have President Trump, right? He's sitting on the sidelines right now. What are people saying? We need Trump back, right? Why?
Yeah.
Because they don't agree with the government at hand, right? Now, naturally, if somebody gets in the White House, Republican, Democrat, whatever the case is, they're going to lose that initial pull they had.
Right.
And then people will say the same thing again. That's why the U.S. is not making great strides in anything, because every single administration undoes what the prior administration did. No country can run that way. But the USA is doing this. Germany is doing that. France is doing that. And these countries are beginning to blow
Israel.
Up internally.
Israel's doing it.
Israel is in trouble, bigger trouble.
Yeah.
Israel's in big trouble. But you see this happening all over the place. And it's like a coordinated effort that the people, those in power, cannot see.
England's doing this. The United Kingdom's doing this.
That's right.
All of Europe. In fact, they don't know. They're once again saying, well, maybe we should go back, undo Brexit, and go back in.
That's right.
What, so in other words, you're saying is there's this instability within republics and democracies and governments.
That's right.
So unstable that, you know, it doesn't matter if something's right or wrong direction. It's just if you keep changing directions. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Well, what about a double-minded government? It's unstable as well, right?
Yeah. And a house divided against itself shall not stand.
That's
it
right.
It didn't say it couldn't stand. It said it shall not stand. That's a decree.
Amen.
That it will fall. It's going to fall. And so, you know, it makes you wonder this character everybody's waiting for. They're about to see him, though. This character everybody's waiting for. Some people, you know, they have discussions. They say, well, how in the world is this person going to rise? All you have to do is look around, because we as Christians, right, we get pressured by politics and everything else is about to get very heavy on Christianity. We're going to see who really has faith or not in the coming months, but the pressure is going to be very heavy.
Do you have an inkling of this individual rising? Is there already some chatter?
I do.
Is there chatter going on in the intelligence community on who the man is that can save the world?
There is, and his army is going to be set up here on Earth before he rises. He will have security before he rises. He will have citizens before he rises. So before he's pointed out, you're going to see military assets being repositioned all over the Earth. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, all this repositioning that people see, I call it a handover, which means some of the assets and some of the equipment that's being put in several locations throughout the world, they're going to be usurped and utilized by those who are loyal to this entity, right? It's all being set up now. And it's this guy is in – now, this is by rumor, right? But this guy is in such contrast to what anybody has ever seen. In other words, you've never seen a person like this. Nobody has ever heard a person engage individuals like this, right? Nobody, nobody. So we have no previous examples of this individual unless we lived about, you know, 2,000 years ago. But other than that, there is no example of a pattern this guy will follow. He will be unique.
Do you think you know who this individual is in your
by own? Way of his loyalists? By way of his loyalists, right? Now, I'll tell you something. The loyalists of this individual, if they say something, past fall, for some reason, it comes to pass, period. I mean, period.
Wow.
Absolutely. And it's almost like these guys don't even have to, they don't have to tell anybody to do anything. It's almost like people have this insatiable appetite to do things for them, right? Now, as far as assets are concerned, they already know they can usurp all the assets they want to. They're not worried about assets. Something different is happening here, right? Something different, something nobody has experienced before. And Christians, you know, I've always had an issue with this. How in the world can the son of perdition, right, rise in the first place where people are on the earth, they are Christians with the presence of the Holy Spirit? Well, then that makes Paul's statement come to life. That day shall not come. There shall come a falling away first. But my question is, how do people fall away?
Right.
You know what? I see that happening every single day, because take note that people, even Christians, right, they're saying we need this guy, but they're not saying we need Christ. Instead of saying we need this guy to fix the U.S., that's not the way the Lord told us to pray, right?
Yes.
And then he would move things by prayer, but that's not what we're doing. We have almost, unknowingly probably, we have almost joined forces with different forces in the world who would select a man. And in one of the scriptures in the Bible that I often have to repeat to myself is the scripture that says, "Cease ye from men whose breath is in their loins." In other words, don't look to mankind to answer the problems that you have. Look to me. And at some point, we will look to the living God, but I believe it's going to be after people are usurped. They're going to wake up. They're going to realize all of its purpose, by the way, every single last bit of its purpose.
So
there's no penalty. There's no real penalty for that, because we have to live in this world full of chaos and everything else.
Amen.
But we're going to get a wake-up call, right? It's going to be tasteless.
So this son of perdition you mentioned, of course, which is Paul mentions in 2 Thessalonians 2, Jesus called Judas Iscariot the son of perdition. That's the only two times it's written in the Bible. So this Antichrist figure is a betrayer. He's a betrayer of Christ. He's a lawless.
Well, enjoy your life, because you don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know what's going to happen next. Nobody knows what's going to happen next. Maybe the government, demons from hell, reptiles know what's going to happen next, but nobody else does.
You know, but together.
Enjoy your life, enjoy your whoever, because we don't know what's going to happen, and we don't know where we're going to get our food at either, since they destroyed it all. They destroyed the chickens, they destroyed the cows, they destroyed the water, they destroyed the air, they destroyed the ocean, there's whales are dying. They destroyed the world. Who are they anyway? Really? You know, there's more humans than there are reptiles. But they went underground and they're hiding like reptiles do under rocks. That's what they do out in the desert. They like to hide under rocks. Like when you go hiking out in the desert, you gotta walk with a walking cane or something, walking stick, that has bells on it. So that way, when you're walking next to a rock or something, next to where a reptile might be, a snake or a lizard, you know, they'll hear the bells ringing. But what do you do with these creatures? Anyway, so this is Zoe from Z to Infinity, and I'll be back next week. And enjoy your life. And I don't know who's next. Who's up next? Take care now. Bye bye.
you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have. Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone. Thank you.